For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connecticut electric bills to go up again in September after state regulators approved another rate increase. And we've talked about, you know, Republicans were calling for a special session to address this. It has not been called. Governor Lamont said he's not necessarily against it, but if he's going to do it, then when is he going to do it? And one of the politicians front and center on this is Bill Buckby, Representative Bill Buckby from the 67th District in New Milford. He's the ranking member of Energy and Technology Committee, joining us now on Brian and Company. Representative Buckby, good morning. How are you?
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for getting up. If you get them up early, we appreciate it. So just summary for people listening who you know, aren't trailing the story as closely as you. We've had now, the bill was a huge spike last month, and now there's another uptick. It's much smaller, this most recent one, but it is still going to be another increase. Just explain to people, you know, what you and your fellow Republicans want to do to address this.
Well, I think first and foremost, this latest push, you say it's not a lot of money, but it's still $80 million. And I heard the good chair from the Senate talk about that yesterday. $80 million is not a lot of money. I don't know what planet he lives on, but for me, you know, $80 is a lot of money. So I think the relatability piece is missing, but they're asking us to put additional money into EV stations to establish them across the state. And we already went through this past year, too. The people don't want to push for EVs. We've heard it. People are screaming from the rooftops. And this is just, again, the majority party taking advantage of the situation of, hey, this is what we want to do, so this is what we're going to do.
So, I mean, first of all, I meant it's a smaller increment on a per-person basis and not necessarily in the aggregate. But you just explain to people how you want to offset it. What do you want to do and where do you want that money to come from?
Well, first off, I think that's got to be revisited. We went through this that the EV mandate weren't going to push through that through last year, right? We all went through that. And then additionally, we see this letter that comes through yesterday from Senators Looney and Duff that I never saw ahead of time. I wish we could see a date on that letter to start with, not saying that it's disingenuous, but we need to see what they were talking about because they put it through. I didn't see it until after the decision came through from PURA. So as far as PURA's decision goes, I'd love to be able to revisit that and say, hold off, let's pump the brakes here a little bit. People have been hit a little bit too much, and it's irrelevant if it's $3 on your bill. People are screaming from the rooftops at us on a daily basis. So your point
is basically like, why do we need to invest in these charging stations right now at this particular time? There's no need for it.
Yeah, there's no need for that.
Yeah, and I'm curious, outside of the EV element, in terms of the bigger spike, it has to do with Millstone and of course, you know, offsetting, making Eversource whole for people who didn't pay their bills for months and years. Is this a national? We know that we're, if not the second or first or third most expensive state in the union when it comes to power. But is this happening in other New England states, or is it really just Connecticut?
I think, well, we were the longest extension, right, on the 4 years without paying your bill. And I think part of that comes down to accountability on our side. If the governor is going to extend this for 4 years and say you don't have to pay your bill, I said this the other day in our press conference, it's like me inviting you out to dinner. We get out to dinner, and then I'm expecting the restaurant to pay for dinner. I put forth the effort for you. I offered you to go out to dinner. I'm not expecting everybody else in the restaurant to pay for the next 4 years, especially those who have been paying their bill the whole time. So I think there's an out-of-touch element to this that Connecticut is pretty unique in. Look, I don't live in Greenwich or Westport or Essex or anywhere on the Gold Coast. You know, I've had issues with trying to pay bills in my lifetime, as I'm sure you have and a lot of people have who are listening to your show. These are people who aren't relatable to the everyday person, who are screaming at me and screaming at you and screaming at everybody, anybody who will listen, that they can't afford all of this. So
we're talking with go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to let people know, I mean, because I don't know if we've talked before, Representative Bill Buckby from the 67th District in New Milford, who again is the ranking member of the Energy and Technology Committee. Has there been any conversation with the governor about possibly convening a special session? Where are we in this? Is it still just a conversation being made through the media, or are there actual conversations happening?
I can tell you, I haven't had that actual conversation. I'm awaiting for that as well. But I think I've heard it so much through you guys that the governor said it's he's not opposed to it. Well, let's go. Let's have some action here. We all want to step up and do something. But I should say we all do on the House Republican side and the Senate Republican side. We're screaming for it. Let us have that conversation. Let us try to make a solution for these people. I got to tell you, the one thing, years ago I worked in the industry in third-party supply. And it was about, let's say it was $8.99 for your regular rate per kilowatt. And we offered, my company offered at the time, to buy renewable energy credits for the amount of use for your own home. So if you wanted to buy pure green energy for your house, we will buy that much. The amount that you use, we will buy that much. So you're buying renewable energy for your home at $16.99 per kilowatt hour. Nobody chose it. When it was an option for the people, nobody wanted it. Now, it's up at almost 25 cents, and what are you supposed to do? You have no choice but to pay it.
And what about the whole thing about Millstone and the guaranteed purchasing? I mean, you were involved with the 27 negotiations for everything. Is that something that maybe is a little regrettable?
Well, here's the thing. When you're told we need to have, in order to hit our goals, we need to have green energy coming out, right? Zero carbon energy has to be purchased because of the governor's decisions back in 17. The cheapest way to do that, first off, was nuclear. If you think about that, if that was now, if we're looking at for wind rates, we're looking at, what, 17 cents at this point, something like that? We have to go that way because we were told by the majority party that we have to go greener. We can't do this with gas. Gas, okay, so we'll go with nuclear. That's our lowest, you know, lowest dollar option. And it keeps that place alive. I think we should have reached out to other states at that time to help cover that, to keep Dominion there and to keep the plant there. If we hadn't made this choice and that plant closed, you'd be facing blackouts, brownouts all over the place. We just don't have enough source. So it was a difficult decision. And yes, there's good years and bad years for that decision. But I'm having a tough time with that football being thrown around, blaming Republicans for any decision made within the state. It's a bit much to say that we're the ones that made a decision when was the last time we had majority control.
So to, you know, sort of summarize, you know, the special session would involve possibly putting a pause in this investment in building out the charging stations, and also find a way to not have these rate hikes go on the average customer who's been paying their bills, and you're supporting the use of whether it's the rainy day funds or surpluses to offset this for everyday customers. Is that correct?
I think you've got it all down right there. Every piece of this needs to be revisited. That's our problem. Every piece of this is
broken.
Let
me ask you, I'm sorry, Bill, what about this whole concept of utilities? Like, I have trouble, I covered finance for a little while, and it's like you have these companies, everyone thinks that power, turning on your lights is a right and not a privilege, but these are profit, you know, for-profit companies, and it seems to be in conflict constantly.
I mean, Eversource or UI, they make money on capital improvements, right? You know that. They're not allowed to make money on the supply piece or on any of the rest of it. They make money on capital improvement. They backed out last year from this from the EV piece, this EV charging station piece. Last year they said, look, you owe us a lot of money. We're not going to go ahead and reinvest on this. So now it looks like they're not going to put that money up to start doing that. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Yes, do I think it's egregious that the CEO is making the money he is? Absolutely. But a lot of what's on people's bill right now is not, you know, we're looking for a boogeyman in Eversource, and we should be looking in the mirror in Hartford. This is the problem. Government is in the way, and government is the biggest problem here.
I have a bunch more questions, but we're up against the clock. I appreciate the time getting up early. Hopefully, I'd love to continue the conversation with you moving forward, because obviously this is a really important issue for our listeners and the residents here in Connecticut.
And look, I just want people to know that we're here, we're fighting, we're on the same side of the battle here. I am somebody who's faced the same exact problems and faces the same problems. I don't care if people say it's a dollar increase on your bill. It doesn't make sense right now to be bumping anybody's bill up.
Representative Bill Buckby from the 67th District in New Milford. Have a great day, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.